This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Good afternoon to you. So, thanks for taking a few moments to discuss this story with us. You had your retreat yesterday, and whenever all of you get into a room together, I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
We were very productive yesterday. It was a great day.
All right. Well, good. First thing, what were some of the highlights? I know that the budget probably dominated the conversation. Is there anything that you'd like the public to know that you guys are committed to working on budget-wise or that was revealed to you all in the course of your discussions yesterday?
We started off with a report from staff about our current financial situation, and all of the indicators are that we are holding our own but not having a rapid recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's agreement amongst everyone that we aren't going to jump back to where we were, that as we come out of this economic situation, we're going to be a different mix of businesses and a different environment, and we need to work together to find a way to have that be as productive as possible.
Okay. We're talking with Ann Malik with the Board of Supervisors, obviously representing the Whitehall District. She chairs the board. One brief interlude. We got a pretty bad situation on Route 250 in both directions near Locust Avenue. There's another car wreck. You know how that goes in the afternoon, Ann. And so both directions on 250 backed up. If you're headed east, it's backed up to McIntyre Road to Locust. And if you're heading west, it's backed up to Freebridge. So we'll keep folks apprised of that situation. And now back to you, Ann.
Yeah.
So one of the stories that's come out of this is, did you talk at all about the communication between the County Board of Supervisors and the County School Board?
It was one of the three items that received the highest priority ranking from all the board members,
mm-hmm.
and that was very important to me because all along it's been something I've been particularly interested in, and back in April when we were having our remarks before voting on the tax rate and the budget, it was something that I brought up that I thought we should adopt from other communities who have been doing this for years, and that is monthly meetings of two-by-twos of school board and supervisors rotating around. Because this really helps people to understand much more on a daily basis the particular circumstances of the other half of local government.
Mm-hmm.
And so also we talked about having more frequent group meetings, which is also great but difficult to schedule. So I think this is going to really help us. In addition to those, in the Whitehall District, and I hope that others will follow, I am planning with school board representatives of the three areas where I overlap,
mm-hmm.
to have our fall town hall meetings have a school board person present also. So Pam Moynihan and Barbara Mooley and Diantha McKeel have all agreed to take a turn. And this will make a huge difference for the citizens because citizens have many questions about the operation of the school department. And though I think I know the answer, it's going to be much better to have a representative from the school board right there at these town hall meetings to answer those questions on the spot.
Ann Malik is our guest, chair of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors. We're talking about several things that came out of the retreat at 524. And let me ask you this, too. There was some strong rhetoric that came out from Eric Strucko and Ronnie Price directed at you guys. And maybe not at all of you, but at some of you. So do you think that these, if you break it down and focus more on in individualizing these relationships, as you said, two-on-two, I guess it's easier to get angry with one another when you've got to interact board to board as opposed to, I guess, person to person.
And I think that he represents his voice on the school board, and the school board people are completely committed to our school system.
Mm-hmm.
That is their area of elected responsibility. And we also, all six of the supervisors, absolutely feel that the school effort and our education of our young people and our adults is of paramount importance for our community in every single way.
Yeah.
But we have to balance all those other positive interests and programs at the same time.
Where do you all feel like you're at, Ann, in these discussions with, and granted, look, we keep moving forward. The previous budget was settled, but if you could kind of gauge the climate of the relations between the two boards right now where there was some real disagreement about funding allocations and things of the sort. We had that April 24th meeting, I think, with Delegate Toscano. So where do you feel like the relationship between the two boards is currently?
think we want to start afresh and move forward and take our current budget situation as a starting line. There's been a bit of a line drawn in the sand from our school board colleagues saying we need you to do better. And in order to persuade you to do better, we're going to really make an effort to help you understand the details of what's going on here. And I really think that's a positive step that will help everybody.
And let me ask you, as far as, and granted, you represent the Whitehall District, and but as a supervisor and as the chair, you hear from citizens in our community. What do they say about this whole issue that developed where the school board was angry about the money that, they may necessarily weren't getting, and the supervisors reacted, you had a lot of different meetings. What did people just say to you all about that process? I guess it prompted you to take a look at it in your retreat, but what kind of things have your constituents been saying to you about the whole school board process?
It's been mixed because there truly are many people who feel very much at risk in this economy, and we're very pleased that the tax rate did not get raised. I think that there was the grand majority of the people in the Whitehall District agreed that they could live with the payments from last year. So I felt secure in my vote representing them that we could have moved to an equalized tax rate and they would have been all right. But other members of the board and the majority did not agree, and so that's where we are right now. And we just have to make the very best situation that we can. And, of course, every year we're in jeopardy with what the state will decide to do with us, and they do not hold themselves accountable beyond budget time. I mean, often it's August or October when we hear from the state, too bad, you're not getting 25% of what we promised you, or last year it was an even greater deduction. So we do need to be nimble, and that's why those fund balances or reserve funds are so important to help us get through the year in between meetings. But we are truly focused on management and efficiency and trying to do the very best we can with what we have.
Ann Malik, Chair of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors, always appreciative of your time. We'll archive this at WINA.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.